This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This one is definitely from the You Gotta Spend Money to Make Money file. The discount retailer Dollar General says it's going to spend an extra $50 million to staff up its stores before the end of the year. Stores, to be clear, where it had been cutting labor costs by leaning on self-checkout stations. In an earnings call, the CEO told investors the company had started to rely too much on the technology and that they should be using self-checkout as a secondary checkout vehicle, not a primary. That's a quote. Dollar General is the latest in a growing list of retailers, including Walmart and Target and Costco, pulling back on that self-service option. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino checks it out.
To be sure, some customers prefer self-checkout. It can be quicker and more convenient, says management professor Rita McGrath at Columbia.
But the dilemma is eventually you get to the end of what you can do in an automated way, because that has to be very routine, right?
And it doesn't take much to trip up the automation.
I mean, it's a robot, right? It doesn't know what it's doing.
Unexpected item in the bagging area.
Please rescan. The bag isn't there. Did you put it in your bag?
Please remove the item before continuing.
By now, I'm frustrated.
And that frustration is becoming routine as more parts of the customer experience become automated, says analyst Craig LeClaire at Forrester.
The pandemic pushed us down a digital transformation path that was so accelerated that there will be kind of a tech lash.
What started as a necessity due to COVID risk turned into a cost-cutting strategy in the face of rising labor costs. But before companies substitute human workers with self-service kiosks or chatbot customer service agents, there's a question they should be asking, says Zeynep Tone, a professor at MIT Sloan School of Management.
Can this improve value for the customer? And would this improve productivity for employees and make their jobs better so that they can serve the customers much better too?
She says it's often hard to quantify the true cost of frustrated customers and overburdened staff. But one loss that's easier to add up is theft. Tone says that's estimated to be up to 5 times higher at self-checkout stations. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.